With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has ordered the repositioning of two U.S. nuclear submarines. That decision comes after what he called highly provocative statements by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev.
He was talking about nuclear. When you talk about nuclear, we have to be prepared, and we're totally prepared.
The impact on U.S. nuclear submarines, which routinely patrol global hotspots, remains unclear. A jury has ordered Tesla to pay more than $200 million to plaintiffs in a deadly 2019 autopilot crash. The case opens the door to other costly lawsuits after the jury held that the car company bore significant responsibility for that crash. Former California Congressman John Campbell says the Fed was right not to lower interest rates this week. He says the Fed has two main concerns.
What's happening with unemployment, basically, and what's happening with inflation. And right now they don't see threats to unemployment, which is a good thing. And it's something Mr. Trump wants. He wants unemployment to stay low, and he wants that. And that the threats out there are more likely on the inflation side of things.
Former Congressman John Campbell was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will begin taking steps toward its own closure after being defunded by the U.S. Senate in the recent Big Beautiful Bill and the Rescissions Package. Correspondent Ken Lorman.
The demise of the corporation known as CPB is a direct result of the president targeting it. Mr. Trump has called the CPB a monstrosity and has long said that public broadcasting should not receive taxpayer dollars to display an extreme liberal bias in its news programs. CPB says it's informed its employees that most staff positions will end with the fiscal year on September 30th. It said a small transition team will stay in place until January to finish any remaining work. Ken Lorman reporting.
This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans about religious faith.
The latest poll finds a lot of us still identify as Christians. 41% say they are Protestants. However, the next largest faith group is those who have no faith. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion now account for 28% of the U.S. population. Rounding out the rest of the nation are Catholics at 19% and all other religions at 10%. People of no faith remain the fastest growing group in the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An AP NORC poll finds America's stance on abortion is mostly unchanged 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. About two-thirds of respondents want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases, versus one-third that does not. About half of the adults also say abortion should be available for any and all reasons. The vast majority of Americans, at least 8 in 10, continue to say their state should allow abortion in some cases. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on a rather savory spill on a Pennsylvania highway.
Hundreds of hot dogs clogged up a major highway in Pennsylvania after a tractor trailer crashed on Interstate 83 just north of the Maryland border. The truck scraped a concrete divider, ripping open its trailer, scattering boxes and boxes of hot dogs across the road right at the end of morning rush hour. Crews scooped up the hot dogs in a front loader, with one first responder saying they didn't realize just how slippery hot dogs can be. Four people were injured, although none of the injuries are considered life-threatening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt announced this week construction is set to begin in September on a new ballroom inside the White House. It will be built adjacent to the White House where the East Wing sits. Leavitt said the East Wing will be modernized as part of the process. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.